Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Dr. Claire and I'm honored to lead you in this time of prayer. The meditation this morning comes from the devotional Meet the Bible, and it's a reflection based on Paul's letter to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians, and it's titled, What is a Church? Harper's Bible Dictionary defines a church as an assembly or gathering, not necessarily a building or in a building, but the essence of a church is the people, gathered for a certain purpose to accomplish a certain thing. In the Christian context, that would be a gathering of people like us to worship our God and King and spread his love to one another and the world. We use several metaphors to try to explain it. The author uses a metaphor of a family. Paul uses several metaphors as he works to flesh out a definition. Interesting enough, though, Paul, before his name changed, set out to destroy the church. But Jesus had already said the gates of hell would not prevail against his church. So Jesus stopped him in his tracks, knocked him off his horse, picked him up, and turned him around. Amen. Can I get a witness? But the author says it's like a family. Some of you know I have a car service. I was recently driving a man who was telling me about his family and some of the differences between he and his sister and his brother-in-law. And he said, we're just all so different, but I guess that's what makes a family. And I said to him, isn't it just like God to make us different on the outside, but we're the same on the inside? We're made of the same stuff. If we peel back this skin suit, we all look alike. And even though most of us grew up in houses in the same households as a family, we all have different personalities within our family. We don't like the same things. We don't dress the same way. We don't act the same. We don't even like the same foods. My brother likes asparagus, and I do not. We don't even arrive at the same time. Sometimes we have older siblings that get jealous of the younger siblings because it seems like mom and dad forgot all the rules when they came along, right? And they threw out the book when the grandchildren come into the picture. You can just forget that. Just like with the church, some people started when the church was founded or have been members for a long time, and some just joined this week. But our connection in the Christian church is the blood of Jesus and the love of Jesus. His love for us and our love for him as the Holy Spirit teaches us to love one another. Philip Yancey describes the family as a microcosm of what the church should be like. He calls it a menagerie of strange and unlike people thrown together. Now that's a good definition, but I don't believe that our God throws anything together. Our God is a God of order, and if he created something called the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, then I believe God wants the church to be a place that has order and structure. Families work best when they have some degree of order and structure. Would you agree? Paul uses the metaphor of the human body and says the church is like the body of Christ, with Christ as its head. Order and structure. The human body is a well-organized organism that has many members that operate as part of systems. And those members, when each is healthy and doing its job, help the body to function as it should. When the members of the church recognize and understand their gifts and begin to flow in them, the church works. Many people have tried to define the church. They say they don't like the church. The church is not perfect. Because the church is made up of people like us. Our families aren't perfect, and neither are we. But when we come together as a church, as a gathering, we can capitalize on the things that make us different and serve the one who made us both different and the same. So my suggestion is that we find out what part we play. Find out what your gifts, talents, and abilities are and put them to work in the service of God for his kingdom. The motto of my graduate school is to know him and to make him known. When we do that in decency and in order, that's a church. So get in position do your part to allow the church to function as the body of Christ in the world. Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks and praise for this day that you have made. Thank you, God, for this lesson on what is a church, a gathering of people, a menagerie of folk like and unlike one another. But we all have one thing in common, to know you and to make you known. Let us cling to one another and to you. We are the people who are called by your name, and as such, we are already blessed. We are to be the lenders and not the borrowers, the head and not the tail. We are to be above and not beneath. We serve the one who is and was and is to come. And if we can keep our minds stayed on you and our identity in Jesus, we would spend more time celebrating the creativity of the God who took some dirt, fashioned it, formed it, and filled it with the breath of life, creating our substance out of a ball of clay. And at the same time, making us different in so many ways. You are a great God. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us. I know that you're coming back for your church. So help us get our shaky selves together. God, we thank you for our pastor and for all the members of the Ray of Hope Christian Church and its leadership. We ask you to continue to work in and through us to make this world the kingdom of God on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us online this Sunday for worship at rayofhope.org online, on Facebook Live, and also on YouTube at 10 o'clock a.m. on Sunday. You may also join us here next Wednesday for prayer. Be blessed.